Hello everyone, I'm so excited to finally announce that this week we are sponsored by Tabletop Champions. Tabletop Champions is a real play 5th edition podcast that's just as zany. Apparently they drink while they play.
What?
They don't follow the rules as much.
What?
They,
what is that?
They roll d20s at the start to do the recap. What the fuck?
Oh boy.
We should do these things. These are good ideas.
You'll be hearing from my lawyers.
You know what? We do these things.
We do?
We filed. Wait. Michael, you filed that patent, right?
Michael, I told
I
you to talk
it,
to him.
I mailed it to myself. I wrote it on an envelope.
No, I told you to call
myself.
My lawyer in New York City. Now tabletopchampions.com, the Tabletop Champions Real Play D&D 5th Edition podcast, is stealing your SHIT, bud.
I guess we just might as well, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. So I guess we're going to be on this podcast now.
What? What? I was more of scared of all of our wonderful fans who finally reached this episode that have nothing else to listen to, running over to another podcast.
No, you
podcast.
Can never have too much D&D.
That's the nice thing about podcasts is, like, you can listen to more than one of them.
Yeah.
That is true. Here's a fun thing you can do. We should actually steal this idea. If folks wanted to start... Tabletop Champions, the podcast, they could go hop in on episode 50. And they went ahead and bought some URLs that I personally love. I don't know why I like them, but we'll just go through them. And
did they already buy them all?
Yes.
They bought all of them?
Yes.
They're very premium.
Yeah, apparently it's only $20 to do. TimLanning.club is a pretty good one.
Yeah.
TimLanning.date, I like that one a lot.
I don't recommend it.
TimLanning.party is pretty good. Turtle.fyi is great.
That's my favorite one.
Notafake.site is great. Totallyreal.website. Dickabs.zone. Dickabs.pro. This joke isn't even funny anymore. .accountant. So let's just say TimLanning.club. Go to TimLanning.club. Listen to episode 50 of the Tabletop Champions podcast. Really, we need you to listen to it so we can go to court.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Can you please help fuel our blood feud that we have going on now?
Yes. Yes.
We need it.
Thank you for bringing this to our attention, Tabletop Champions. And thank you for sponsoring this week.
Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am Michael DeMauro, your Dungeon Master, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. Great to be here.
Mike Bachman.
Hey, I thought we were starting an hour ago, so I've been drinking since then.
Jennifer Cheek.
What's up? I'm drinking white wine, feeling great.
And Iga Howard.
Hey guys. Tim, we didn't do an improv game.
Oh, Iga's not awake. You know that she craves that improv. She needs
gotta
an
get it.
It.
Gotta get it.
I'm sorry. Well, if you want to do an improv game, come to GeeklyCon 2017 in St. Louis, Missouri, where I'll be hosting a panel if I get selected.
Ooh, please.
Ooh. I need to talk to you about that. I don't know if we have space for you.
Tim's crying. Did the tears just like roll down his face? Like his face didn't even move. They just like poured out.
Yeah. Go to geeklycon.com and get one of those tickets and come join us.
Yeah, man. Do it.
What's happening?
Tim wants everyone to see our face better for some reason.
I was zoomed in earlier because I was playing Overwatch.
Go to youtube.com/geeklyinc and see all of the great content we create over there, including Tim playing video games and other people playing video games.
Thanks, Karen. I love you.
I love the energy we got going. Let's all roll d20 and see what we come up with.
It's been a weird day.
Where are my d20s?
I just have one night.
It's not a joke. I have 14 spin down counters and like two.
It's very fucked up. I think the spin down counters are fucking and reproducing in our home.
I got a 5.
I rolled a 6.
I don't know what I got.
Nika rolled well. I can tell from her face.
She's crying.
Fuck, I rolled a 9.
Fuck.
That's unfortunate.
I rolled a 14. I should lie about that, though, and tell you I rolled lower.
You should. Dude, seriously. It's easy. It's so easy to lie about your rolls.
The first time, though, like, you get a little nervous and your voice shakes a little bit.
That's the weird thing. It wasn't for me. It was so easy.
But then you get addicted to it.
Ah, Mike Bachman.
What are you laughing about?
We don't lie about our rolls.
I know you would never do that.
That's okay.
Also, starting this week, we're going to have all of our roles done on an app in Hangouts so we can see.
Why? You know I would never lie about it.
Maybe I'll have a better look in Hangout. I won't. It doesn't matter.
That would be really funny if the computer hated you. Just as much.
I mean, I'm sure it does because I've had nearly 30 years upon this earth and I'm pretty sure it's just my aura.
Nika, what happened last week?
We met Steve. Steve's back.
Holy shit.
Steve is
never heard of him.
A flesh golem of all of the parts that Tom left in the meat locker. And he's a little horrifying, but we love him because of his backstory.
Love you because of where you're from.
But we are trying to decide if we want to go up to Nareve and fight the goo boys. Mm-hmm. But if we do that, then this floating city of Nareve will come crashing down onto Glane, Jewel of the East.
No, not Glane.
And...
Ah, yes, the Jewel of the East.
So that was our quandary last week, was getting associated with Steve and figuring out what we wanted to do.
Yes, and we talked to Earth Bachnug a bit about all that, and you know, he wasn't very helpful. Terth Bachnug.
Oh, okay. Tim kept pointing. He wrote this down on a piece of paper and kept pointing to me. I'm like, I have no idea what this says. I think it's a spell.
Terth Bachnug sounds like he's like the cool kid on the ski slopes in that like
so
winter
true.
Oh,
movie
for sure. He's like super blonde.
On the Disney so Channel. True. Yeah, my daddy owns this mountain.
This is Bachnug Mountain.
So we joked about maybe off the air talking about it, and we talked about it for about 14 seconds.
Mm-hmm. That's accurate.
Mostly it helped to remind us what our options were.
Yes.
Which is good, I think, personally.
Right. Because like you guys could cut off the magic that is holding up Nareve pretty easily, probably.
It's just that the consequences of it are pretty high.
Yeah.
It's just that it would fall down and crush Glane.
Can't have that.
So Toby says, guys, we can't cut off the magic that powers Nareve. We can't. It will crush my house here and my house over there.
Well, I mean, to be fair, it would come down slowly. We'd probably have time to evacuate.
We just have a day.
Then the whole city would be crushed.
That's fine.
I mean, it could also probably be moved.
Sure. Nareve.
Oh, shit.
But.
Oh, shoot. I mean.
We're all talking over each other. There's too much stress.
I'm just saying, we should. Well, as long as we agree that we don't cut the power without a good plan.
And now what'd you say? Cut the power?
No.
We need a good plan, like if we can move it or something, but right now we don't. And I don't know, if we have to evacuate, we gotta go back now. We gotta tell my parents, we gotta go tell my friends, I gotta go see if they have any more reagents. You know, the pin store that I like to go to, that can't be crushed.
Michael, can I roll maybe an investigation kind of retroactively to see if I've investigated any way to send Nareve back to where it came from?
I mean, that's a very complicated thing. I don't think you can roll to solve all the world's problems.
Why the heck not?
I mean...
got depressed.
Well, wow. fuck you, Michael. I rolled a nat 20. Fuck you. All right,
I'll
that's
say
fine.
That you're pretty sure you probably there's got to be some way to move it, right? Maybe.
Okay, so move it within our plane of existence, though.
Right. I mean, you never know.
You truly never know.
You never know.
Me? Well, I mean, you know, we can move it maybe to a less populated area. Have you ever seen Age of Ultron?
Yeah, I have. That's my favorite movie.
Yeah. I love movies that have beams shooting in the sky.
If you ask me, you all look pretty beat up, and if you just take a night's rest, you'd probably all hit level 14.
Oh, yes, I'm very sleepy.
Yeah, how many spells do you have left, Toby?
Well, cure the two, three, two. Well, let me, well, I don't have a lot of high-level ones. I have, well, 9?
I still have a good amount of spells.
But only 2 level 4s, 2 level 3s, 2 2s, 3 1s. That's not enough to do shit. Oops, shoot.
Toby, you from around here, right?
Yes.
Do you know some place where all of us, including me, Old Man Wack, could hole up for the night?
Well, we can't stay here in my room because we just have bunk beds and this is... The White Spire is kind of breaking down, but maybe we could go to my parents' house?
That's
in the Gnomish Quarter of Glane, the Jewel of the East.
Sure.
Are we worried that the White Spire is going to like completely be destroyed while we go chill at your parents' house?
Yeah.
I mean, like, is the White Spire actually generating the power, or is the power just flowing through the White Spire?
It's flowing through. That's not where the power is.
So the White Spire could be destroyed and the power keep flowing, right?
Well, no.
Okay, so then we're not... I'm trying to reason whether or not it's likely that Nerevians would be trying... would care if the White Spire was destroyed, if we can, you know, kind of trust that they're not going to destroy it because they need it.
Oh yeah, no, they don't want to destroy it.
Okay, so it's probably not going to get destroyed.
They set it up.
It's probably not going to get destroyed.
Yeah! Turk Bachnug, he seemed to think that they weren't going to destroy it, I think. I don't remember.
No, they set it up.
It seems to me that they need it. They set it up.
Thanks, Old Man Weck.
You're welcome.
I mean, what do you think, Aludra and Jayla? I mean,
I think we're all pretty tired and beaten up right now, and I think that if there's not going to be any imminent extreme danger to the White Spire, then we should probably go and rest at your parents' house for the night.
Oh, God.
Wait, are you regretting that you said you'd do this?
Just having such famous people like you two, Aunt Steve, in my house would be so much. Oh my! Everyone would brag about it forever.
Toby, thank you for including me in that. I know I'm not as famous as these other two, but it just means so much to me that you included.
Yeah,
me.
You know, you definitely are famous, but I think sometimes people forget about about Steve. When they think about Tom, the most famous adventurer of all time.
Oh, absolutely. The most famous adventurer of all time.
Does him? Duck the Dark Elf?
Steve does the sign of the cross.
Eveline Starshadow? Harper? Couple other people. Aludra?
Aludra, I was relieved.
Tom Darkblade? Jayla?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Tom's been, gone for quite a while.
Hey, it's a joke. I'm kidding. None of this is canon.
Tim, I love that you always develop your character's parents.
You got to.
This is Tim working on his issues, Andy.
remember Tom's parents? Whatever happened to them?
I actually didn't know Tom's parents.
Hmm?
Oh, they were horribly murdered by demons.
Yeah.
Remember Harper's parents?
What
happened to them?
They were killed by Finnegan. I don't know what you mean.
I can't help but kill your character's parents.
Stop killing my parents.
It's because Michael wants to become Tim's dad.
Daddy, show me no.
My parents died in a tragic melon fire.
Oh, Steve, no.
Who knew that melons were so flammable?
I did.
Oh, my gosh. Is that Tim or Toby?
Yes.
Oh, no.
It's metagame.
Okay, so you guys are going to to Treacle Tart Manor?
Well, it's not a manor. My mom is the inheritor of the Treacle Tart business. It's like middle class, you know, not like, it's like good artisan that's not moving up, but it's been a family name for generations. It's not a manor, buddy. It's just, you know, middle class.
It's just a house.
Yeah, but it's like a nicer house, you know? It's a house. And
Treacle Tart house, then.
It's, okay.
Treacle Tart Tavern.
So yes, that's a yes.
What? Yeah, I want to go.
Yeah.
I want to go.
I have to go see Snake, the rat.
I need those famous treacle tarts in my tum-tum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to eat your family. I want a tart.
So you guys start digging your way back through the tunnel that Steve made to get you here. Because if you remember, you are like covered in rubble and all this stuff.
We're dirty.
And because everything was falling down around you. And so... You're going along, you're you know, you get out of the main area of where all the stuff fell, and you hear a pathetic kind of moan coming from some of the rubble.
Elytra immediately goes forward to investigate because I have power over stone. Take that.
Wait, is that a feat?
That's on your sheet? Because I'm a dwarf.
It's a racial ability.
It's like, you have power over stone.
Yeah, tell it to fuck off. That's... I forget the specifics of it. Rocks. But, you know, I kiss the rocks and they go away.
Okay.
I
like it.
So. Yeah, so you hear moaning.
And I told you, I'd dig into the rubble with my dwarf hands.
Wait, what kind of moaning, like, though?
Like that.
It's not
okay,
sexy.
That could be sensual or
pain. They fucking...
It doesn't...
be awkward.
Like, leave me alone to fucking the rocks.
Does it look like it is, like, freshly fallen rubble?
Yes.
Or does it look like it's been there for a while? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's more than likely someone is stuck in there.
Right.
Maybe.
So you remove a few stones and you see just a giant column which has fallen and crushed the lower half of one of the stewards who works in the white spire.
Oh, buddy.
I don't know.
What's his name?
Stewart.
Yes! Yes!
I'm furious right now. Of all the fucked up things you've done, this
I've
is
never
the most
put so much faith in you, Michael, and had you come through.
It is it's like massive, like tons of rock. This person, it's the sort of thing where, you know, if you take the rock off of him, then
he
all of
die.
The life will escape from him.
Oh,
no.
Classic.
Oh, man.
Yeah. No. And Jayla, you feel your dagger hungering. He goes,
oh, that's Stuart.
He goes,
oh, Stuart, no.
Kill me.
What?
Stu.
Oh, Stuart, I'm sure you have so much to live for. There's no reason to kill you.
I'm gonna die. Everything is pain.
Guys, this is the more humane way. This is the way he wants to go.
I don't think there's any way to say
it. What is
mercy?
What is Jayla? What are you talking about? What are you gonna do, Jayla?
Just quick and painless, Steve. What's necessary? That's what I'm gonna do.
What's quick and painless, Jayla? I don't understand. Can you be more specific? Can you explicitly tell me what
Steve,
it is that you're going to do,
Jayla,
please?
Jayla will come up and she will touch Steve's hand, and that she holds his hand and then puts her other hand on the top of it.
Oh, you got so much slime on your
hands. It's fine. She loves Steve. And she says, Steve, Stuart's just going to take a nap. He's going to take a really long nap.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
He's gonna all
take
of
a
his
nap.
Pain is going to go away. So
I could turn Steve Stuart into a starfish.
No, this is clearly the easier way, Toby.
Wait, why would you like be a starfish?
Well, he wouldn't love it, but starfish regenerate their legs.
Jayla.
Yeah.
Jayla, are you gonna fuck Stuart right now? Like, are you gonna fuck
what
him over?
Happening?
Like, I mean, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Yeah, a little bit of Tom comes through.
Wow. It's like his whole bottom half's not working, man. It's not gonna work out.
I'm crazy. Are you saying you're gonna kill this man?
Please.
Is that what he wants?
My God.
Is that what?
Okay.
Is that what,
So, Jayla's gonna get up real close to Steve's ear, and she's gonna say, "I'm gonna gut him like a fucking fish," and then she's gonna do that like elbow pop and like, oh, like it's funny, like, and then
like jostle him.
Yeah, and she'll laugh and she'll be like, "Sometimes Tom talks through me too."
I cast
Jayla
and I turn Stuart into a starfish.
Damn. Do starfish have blood?
Jayla, if it takes me the rest of my life, I'm gonna save you.
No. I'm sorry. I know he wants to die, but we could. He could be a starfish
until he dries out.
What? That's the point of that. Well, we could get him to safety, and they can
turn him back.
We can put him in the ocean, and he can live a happy life as a starfish.
Only for an hour.
You know, they can grow their limbs back.
Right, that's the thing. So he could...
Is he going to turn back into a human?
In an hour.
Toby, you've done great.
I don't know.
But then actually, he's just gonna.
I'm kind of into this now. This experiment.
Die.
His legs
again.
Are still fucked up in an hour.
Oh my god.
Well, no. Okay, so here's the thing. In my head, I'm going to tell you, Michael, are you listening, Michael?
Uh-huh. Michael.
I'm going to tell you what I think would happen if you were to turn a man who had destroyed legs into a starfish and then left him as a starfish for an hour and then he came back. And you're going to tell me if this is what happens. Spoiler alert. Yes, it is what happens. So a starfish gets both of his legs cut off. Man gets both of his legs cut off. You turn him into a starfish. Starfish grow their limbs back. Over the course of that hour, he grows the limbs back. Then he turns back into a man, and he's got both his legs back. Boom.
Plus, it's probably like an extra one.
What if he grows two arms instead?
I can't say that'd be the worst thing.
He could be really good at cartwheels.
The point is he's not going to die. I don't really care what limbs he has. He could grow like two more heads back. I don't care.
He's not going to die. He got hands for feet.
Here's the problem, though, because
there's no problem.
He'll dry out.
No, his hit points will be reduced to zero, and he'll transform back. I mean, he's being crushed by...
Why would his hit points be reduced to zero?
Because he's being crushed by a giant... He's still going to be under the boulder.
But
well,
I assume
no. Which part shrink. Of him is under the boulder? He shrinks, but you're saying that the center point of the shrink you're assuming is underneath the boulder. So he shrinks, and there he is. He's dead under the boulder.
Wait, what
I'm
are
saying
we...
is probably where his heart is and where his head is. That's the part to where he's going to recede to.
Why are we assuming that he's going to shrink? What if he's not going to be a man-sized starfish?
Oh,
fuck.
Oh no! I don't like that at all.
Oh, this is next level, though.
Oh, I think it's the same. You're the same size.
I think it's
like
just easier if I stab him.
easier for who?
Oh, that was out of character. Sorry.
I don't know who's in character and who's out of character. Sorry. I'm Steve.
Nika's bloodthirsty tonight.
He retains his alignment and personality. So the starfish has the alignment and personality of Stuart the Steward. I turn him into a starfish.
Okay. Half of the starfish gets crushed.
Which half?
And he gets his hit points reduced to zero, and then he becomes a person again.
But he's still alive, right?
Oh, so yeah, he's
a starfish.
Stabilize
you
him.
Saved him.
You did a great thing here, Toby. You should be proud.
Yeah, we need to get some water. We need to get some water.
Wait, to keep him moist?
Gotta keep him moist.
Only for an hour.
And isn't it more interesting to deny Jayla the ability to murder people? I mean,
Tim.
Michael, isn't that more of a drama? That being said, we probably will find Connie the commoner, who also wants to die. Or Barry the bartender.
You push over some more rocks and there's...
Well, there's so many dead people.
Jesus.
Nearly dead people here.
Although, I mean, you know, have you guys ever tried boiled goldfish? Or starfish?
What?
Fuck. I don't know why I mentioned goldfish.
I'm upset.
But starfish. You guys ever had a boiled starfish?
No.
Guess what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Tom just comes through every now and then.
Jayla, you look mad. Is it because you can't find water?
That's it, Toby. That's it.
I think we have water. We have water. That's a pretty normal thing. I cast a minor illusion, and I'm going to make an illusion of a jar. And I'm going to pour some water in there, and I'm going to say, I can only hold this jar for a minute, but...
Now, I'm sorry, real quick. You didn't even, like, stop to ask if maybe someone had a cup or something?
Does anyone have a cup?
Conjure a fucking jar with your magics?
Well, it's a cantrip, so I don't really give a heck.
Oh, okay, well,
right,
whatever.
Plus, you haven't slept yet, so it's not a real thing yet.
Oh, I don't sleep.
Fuck, you're right. Just an illusion. You got me. I don't do that. I've been owned.
I've got you until you sleep.
Damn it.
I don't have a jar or nothing to help.
Well, it turns out nobody's got a jar. Oh, well. The starfish is going to fucking die now.
Well, we tried.
It's pour water on him.
Pour water on him from where?
I mean, we have Can water. Just... We have traveler supplies.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
What's up, Jayla?
I just want to stab the starfish, but I feel like Toby will freak out.
You gotta do what Jayla would do, not what Nico was worried about.
Gotta do what Jayla would do.
Well, that's the thing. Jayla wouldn't stab the starfish, probably. Yeah.
I don't even know if that would count.
Right, because it's not the person anymore.
I looked it up on the Google, and starfish don't have blood.
Well, if you stab the starfish, it would turn back into Stuart the Steward. And
then he has blood.
His legs would be very crushed.
Is there, well,
I guess
don't know
I'll just wait till later tonight, and I'll find someone to stab.
We could have just, you know, stabbed this person that was already dying, but instead we get to babysit a starfish for an hour. While the fucking white spire falls down around us.
No, I assume there's got to be a vase, a...
So you see, there's lots of jars of, like, full of formaldehyde and pickled.
All right, I pull out the formaldehyde, I use prestidigitation to clean the inside, pour some of my canteen traveler water in, put the starfish in, and like, well, that was a close one. Jayla, you put that dagger away. Oh, but that was brave of you. I don't know if I'd be able to perform that mercy on someone. But good thing we saved him.
You see the eyes on her dagger, on the hilt of her dagger, blood red and just glaring at you.
Wasn't that interesting? Huh.
One thing that's going to be really cool is that in 1 hour when this spell goes away, the man is going to burst out of the vase because he's going to turn into human size again.
Here's my plan. Give this jar to a cleric or something like that and be like, in X minutes, this starfish will become a man. I know, zany. Or just take him out of it and then undo it. And we got to go find a cleric. On our way. There's got to be people healing people downstairs. There's got to be.
I mean, maybe they could do something.
Yeah. It's on our way to my parents' house.
Michael, I kind of want to revivify him just to kill him.
Damn.
Oh, Jesus. Damn. Wait, I think I can revivify now, too.
Actually, well.
But is revivify, like, heal things, though? That just brings him back to life, right?
Yeah.
You gotta die first.
Oh, yeah. I can revivify.
Well, but I mean, like, once he dries up.
You can revivify?
Yeah, I sure can.
Jesus. Oh my gosh.
Honestly, it was because I didn't want my construct to die and then to have to rely on Jayla to resurrect it.
But it's Steve.
Self-sufficient.
All right, let's go.
So you guys go. You probably know where there's some...
We're going to the starfish doctor.
Various temples and, I don't know, marine veterinarians.
Yeah. I assume there's people that are responding to the danger that is at the White Spire. Some hurt guards, some hurt students and things like that. Mm-hmm. Would that be a logical assumption?
Absolutely.
There's
people running everywhere.
Let's belabor the starfish point. Find someone that appears to set up a tent. Say we explain to them what happened. Toby doesn't really understand all of it because he doesn't have a lot of heal. And give him the jar. And say in 40 minutes he's going to turn into a man.
Get to working.
Or if you want me to undo the spell now, I can.
They go, I mean, well, I guess we've got all these other injured people here, so I guess we'll take the 40 minutes. Thanks.
No worries. Bye. All right, guys, follow me this way. Michael, am I allowed to use my rituals I just got?
What do you want to do?
Conjure a phantom steed.
If it makes you feel better, sure.
I can do that if you want it. Oh, I have call steed.
Well, don't you have a steed?
Yeah. So I can...
I mean, you can call Princess Ivy Blue Moon?
Yeah.
But she wouldn't be able to make it because you haven't given her insulin forever.
She gets a regular... No, we talk about this. She gets a regular stream of insulin.
I feel like that's a cop-out. I feel like you should have to remember. Like, if I have to remember to feed my cats,
we talk
or they'll
about
die.
It. Yeah, but cats are real life, Bachman.
yeah. And this type of shit mimics... D&D characters don't have diabetes either.
Go to the dragons.
No,
real.
Old Man Weck does. Old Man Weck does. That was something we found out.
Yeah.
Can someone... Can I hop on someone's back as we walk that way?
Sure, I'll carry you, Toby.
Really
you can climb on me, Toby. I'm very strong. My strength is 21. It's very high.
He's very beefy.
How's your strength 21?
Oh, through shady shit. And I think actually I've got a belt.
Oh, okay.
But that takes you up to 19.
No, the gloves take you up to 19.
Oh,
chief. This belt takes you up to 21.
Cool.
I mean, it is merciful that he has gloves on his hands, though, because we don't want to see those hands.
It's a belt of hill giant strength.
Oh, my goodness.
Old Man Weck says to Steve, "Steve, do you mind if I ride your horror spider? It would really help me. Oh, my limp."
Absolutely. So I, you know, the horror spider aims to please. Does anyone remember what I named it? Because I don't.
Jerry?
Jerry! Yeah,
wait,
Jerry.
What are you getting, horror spider or horror spider?
It's a little bit of both, let's if we're being honest. Yeah, no, Jerry would love to carry
Do
you.
Do I put my head, my legs around this severed you, head, or
you
where
ride,
do I...
You ride it. You ride in its mouth.
Oh, oh come on. Ew, gross.
All
wait,
right.
How big is this thing?
It's big enough for you to ride in its
it's
mouth.
Fucked up.
That's fucked up.
Here I go.
Okay, hop in.
Here I go into the spider's
did,
mouth.
Did you hop in?
Yeah.
Are you in?
I'm in. Can't you see me? Can, I'm right here.
I can see
Steve.
I can
see everybody. Waiting. Jesus, look. Please. God.
This art is so good.
Have you seen A. Mitchell's art of Steve and the horror spider? It is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. And, that is
and
so
best.
Good. It's
and
the best.
The best.
The best.
Oh, wait, I'm so afraid.
God, the Steve rules. That's so Ooh. Bad. In the way, it's very, very good.
He got sloth arms.
I think it was in the Drunks and Dragons fan art thread, I believe. So go to forums and then go find our fan art from there. It's easy to do.
Don't forget we have the hashtag, too.
Oh, yeah.
Drunks and Doodles. Drunks and Sand Doodles.
If you tweet to that, then we might include your art on a podcast post, and we'll definitely include your Twitter account.
We will definitely.
We've done it twice already.
Yeah.
Also, we should probably mention that we have a new T-shirt for sale, don't we?
Oh yeah.
Don't we?
Mike Bachman, have you even seen it?
It's real good.
Of course I have, but tell me where to find it.
It's geeklyinc.com/store.
Yeah, Michael, you've seen it, of course, right?
Why? Of course I've seen
it.
Yeah.
You've seen Jason Basil, you know, who we hung out with at GeeklyCon last year.
Jason Bateman, yes, of course. Yeah. I loved him in Arrested Development.
For those of you playing along at home, it is called Roll for Streetwise, and it has a b-boy-ass Tom breakdancing.
I did just see the Young Pope shirt for the first time. And that's a good shirt.
Yeah, I gotta order one for myself.
Not many people bought the Young Pope shirt for some reason.
I don't know why.
It's the only good shirt it's one of three good shirts we have up there. Go to store and buy Pope shirt, please.
Please.
Anyway, moving on with our very important Dungeons and Dragons episode. Did you know we're an actual play Dungeons and Dragons podcast? Here we go. You guys are scooting along the city of Glane. Jewel of the East.
I'm pointing out my favorite bookstores, pin stores, reagent stores, coffee shops, things like that.
Oh, Toby's into coffee.
You're heading towards Little Gnome Town, maybe?
Little Gnome Town, yeah. Of Glane.
Of Glane.
Jewel of the East.
And eventually, what is Toby's house look like?
The gnomes' houses are we're going to go ahead and borrow a little bit from World of Warcraft and a little bit from the Dritzt books. So there's a lot of like activity, right? With a lot of like weird robotic or like artifice shit. There's a lot of people trying to sell wares in the general area in the Gnome Quarter. There are like children running around being chased by mechanical creatures. There's various, you know, there's a lot of mechanics around, so to speak. No guns and no elevators. You don't see any of those two things. Toby's house is a two-story, simple home. The first floor is a confectionery or a bakery or something along those lines. That is just called the Treacle Tart store. That's good, right? That's a good thing to say.
Treacle Tart Country Store.
Mm-hmm. And the living area is upstairs, but there's also like a back area that Toby leads you around, and that's sort of where like the workshop is, and like where he did some of his experimenting and so forth and so on, and that's kind of how he gets to the house. So yeah, so just kind of fantasy town with a little bit more of the World of Warcraft robo shit, and but kind of clumped together. But it's a fun, a lot of activity, a lot of smoke, explosions, people running around with their tukuses on fire.
Oh man, these gnomes, they're zany.
Yeah, so that's that.
Right. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. And when we get there, I'm like, I open the door, and I call, Mom, Dad, I brought some guests. I hope that's okay.
Hello, son.
Hey, Dad. You okay?
your dad's in the other room.
Okay. Who are you?
Your mother.
Stop it.
It's me, Contessa.
All right, you know, we're having a fun time. You know, gender rules, whatever. It's fine. You're not owning me. I'm not being owned by this. I don't think there's anything wrong with this.
Oh, Mrs. Toby's mother. It's so nice to meet you. And I go to, like, shake her hand.
Oh, sorry. I had something in my throat.
Oh, Mom scared me.
Toby, you brought a terrible meat monster into the house. What's that about?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I guess his name, he's Steve. You might have heard of him. He was the thing that lived inside the great hero Tom. This is Aludrin. This is Jayla.
Can you tell me about the giant, horrible spider with him? And there's an old man in its mouth?
Oh, that's Old Man Weck. And that's Jerry.
Okay, so we're not in imminent danger.
No, we're fine, we're fine. You know magic stuff. Sabine would have loved to take a look at this guy.
Oh, fuck. I did say that I sewed the spider's mouth shut.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Damn it.
Shit.
All right, rewind.
So I guess Old Man Wick's in his butt.
And it is just it. Never. So yeah, he's a warforged man of flesh. Sabine, God rest her soul, would have loved to take a look at that. But yeah, what are you going to do?
Oh, Sabine, we all miss her.
We do.
Oh, I know.
We do.
From Star Wars?
What?
I got you, Bachman.
Thank
Nick
you.
Love that shit.
I don't even get it.
I don't even
get
it. And I love Star Wars.
You all seem very disturbed. Would you like something to eat? Maybe you could rest.
That would be wonderful, Mrs. Treacle Tart.
You're talking about Star Wars. That's not right.
Yeah, have you ever seen it?
No.
It's a movie. Have you ever heard of a movie?
Uh-uh.
He's, Steve's had a rough time of it recently, and Thank you so much for having us in your home.
And I don't know if you heard the commotion or see the light from the movies, but the White Spire might be in some trouble, and Glane might be in some trouble. So,
dear.
The Jewel of the East.
Yeah, the Jewel of the East, Glane, where we live.
Well, let's all have some dinner, and we can discuss it.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Toby, you seem really stressed out right now. Why are you so stressed out?
I mean, I never thought that you guys... I mean, it's my house, and you guys are here, and a freaking town might fall on my town and crush...
That is definitely a reason for stress, but I don't think you should be worried about us being in your house. I've slept all over the place. I've slept in swamps, all over the place outside. I mean, I'm not a fancy girl.
Mm-hmm. Jayla...
I'm rough and tumble.
And probably Steve, I believe. You have to hunker down because it is gnome.
It's small.
It's not like gnome portions, but it's slightly smaller due to it being gnome.
Does Steve even fit in the door, really? Or does he just have to lean in the window like a giraffe at one of those African resorts?
No, you can come in. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Jayla would try to very much make it seem like she was not being inconvenienced by crouching or anything like that.
She's just trying to walk, she's like kind of squat walking.
Yeah.
She's getting her exercise in.
Yeah, but
walk around the hole.
We saved the White Spire, Mom. Isn't that cool?
You did. Oh, that's so nice, Toby.
Your son's a really quick thinker, and he's honestly, he's really saved us.
Are Bray, Pan, and Sam's around?
Who?
My brothers and sisters.
Bray,
Pan, and Sam's.
You terrible mother.
Did you?
I'm sorry. I mumbled.
Oh, Bray, Pan, I'm sorry. Yes. We were all just in the back being really sad about your other brother, Snatch, who's missing.
Yes, Snatch is missing. And this, we're now just, he's been gone since the demon apocalypse, but you know, we're real sad about it still. and oh, there's a picture of great-grandfather Worley, the treacle tart himself.
Ah, yes. They did call him the treacle tart.
He founded the...
Remember when our neighbor Sabine sponsored you for the White Spire?
I do remember when Sabine sponsored me for the White Spire.
All right, I'm glad. I think we've covered everything in this document.
Yeah. Oh, do you, we want to go through my nicknames? Oh, who has time?
Oh, you like, all right, come on, truth changer. Let's get you some dinner.
What? What's
happening? That's just a little family fun thing we do.
That's just, oh, Mom, stop. Don't use one of the gnome names around them. I gotta be important.
Alinda makes the eye contact with J-Lo. You know, like, when you make eye contact, like, what the fuck is going on?
Right. She gives it that look like, I have no fucking clue.
Can we turn the rest of this episode into a Get Out-style film where you guys have to escape the room of my murderer's gnome parents?
I mean, I feel like we're already headed in that direction for sure.
Just kidding.
It's terrifying.
Just kidding. Hugo just posted some horrific...
I'm so scared. That's a good ass.
Which is either banana or so what? Is, oh yeah, that is. That's
who is that?
That's Steve.
And it is Steve. Oh, but damn. Oh, yeah, goodness. No, I guess it is. Now that I'm looking,
he got a nice ass.
I guess we weren't expecting his ass to be so good and nice.
Yeah, I just imagined him so much more hulking, but really, this is kind of sexy.
Yeah, I think the people that have drawn Steve as not like beefy. But with, like, beefy arms, but small torso, small face, and that's, really small legs.
That's the
long,
good shit that I
the
like.
Good shit, yeah.
He's got the fucking receding hairline. He's like, hey, it's me.
This has been the most unfocused episode.
I am truly sorry.
We see a starfish.
We are just off the rails.
Oh, fuck, is Jayla going to kill one of my family?
No, so, you should have let her kill the...
Well, you took away the person I was supposed to kill.
That's metagaming.
You should have let her kill Stuart.
No, never. I'd rather die. Oh, yeah. Hey, you guys should come down with me. And I
well,
show
I've
them
got a secret
the,
I can tell you.
The confectioner's shop and the candies and stuff like that.
She's serving dinner.
Oh, yeah.
And,
okay.
And as we all know...
Have our candy before dinner.
Okay. As we all know, gnomes eat candy for dinner. So she's serving you, like, peppermints.
Fucking elf?
Yes.
Eating spaghetti with maple syrup on top?
Spaghetti with maple syrup. She just breaks up some Pop-Tarts and throws it on the top.
Hell yes.
Toby, would you mind? Jerry doesn't eat. His mouth is sewn shut, as you know. Would you mind? He does need to sleep, though. I don't need to sleep. He needs to sleep. Would you mind if he used your bedroom?
He can sleep in the shed.
He's really more comfortable in a bed.
No.
He's always been there for me. I'd just be so sad if he had to sleep in a shed.
He's a robot.
He's only partially a robot, though.
Aren't you a robot?
That's like, you know.
I mean,
well,
I just think you're so great, Toby.
Oh, thanks.
I just, you know, I just really appreciate it.
Steve, do you need him to sleep specifically? I'm sorry. In Toby's bed?
He'll probably be done by the time that you're ready to go to sleep. I mean,
no.
You know, he didn't need to nap long.
No, he can't. That's my bed. And Snake's probably all cuddled there. Snake, come here. And the rat comes on, waddling out his big rat butt and big rat balls.
Okay, Tony. I mean, it's your house or your parents' house, you know. Like,
no.
Really, I guess I should be asking your parents, because it's their house, really.
Mom, don't let that spooky robot sleep in the bed.
Mom, can my spider monstrosity sleep in your son's bed?
He doesn't sleep. He said he doesn't sleep.
No, I don't sleep. My construct does.
Why? That makes less sense.
No, it's fine.
Hold on. Are there guest rooms in this home?
I mean,
he said he specifically wants to sleep in your bed.
He said that?
His mouth is so shut. Well, there's snatch.
No, wait, I contact him body language.
Oh, okay.
We have a connection.
Yeah.
He and I.
Toby, why don't you just go in to sleep with Bray and Pan?
I don't. It's more the robot bit in my bed. Like, Eludra and Jayla, you can have my room.
Thank you so much, Mrs.
Toby. No, you guys sleep in my room, please.
No, thank you so much, Mrs. Toby's mom, whose name I forgot.
It's Contessa.
Go on, Jerry.
Thank you.
I'm gonna die.
Go sleep in Toby's
bed. No, don't. Please don't. Toby runs around the corner, and then he comes back.
He's like, Toby, why don't you go show your friends your room?
What room? There's no room. All I see is a brick wall right there.
What?
Toby.
Not want to do it.
Jerry's just clanking against his brick wall, just like, clank, clank, clank.
And his feeties are going through it because I haven't slept yet, so it's not real.
No, I don't want to.
Dad!
Go ahead, show him all the posters on your wall. They're so nice. It's such a
fun these ones are worse!
Are they all Jet Razor posters?
No. Alright, fine. The brick wall disappears. It's a similar idea of the posters of the ones of the White Spire, except for many of these have Toby in them along the way, like, drawn in bad crayon but they get better, so there's, like, a rendering of the artist rendering that we saw before of this picture is of a huge muscular dead Tom with his arm outstretched, kind of painterly pointed, like some of the dead Jesus Renaissance art, with Aludra, Harper, and Jayla holding him and crying in different ways. And then you just kind of see a shittily drawn Toby in the background. Things like that too. And basically, it's posters of you guys with Toby in it. It's embarrassing.
Jerry curls up in your bed.
He does look comfy.
He looks really comfy.
The bed makes a really loud groaning sound.
And I mean, like, he's got these mechanical spider legs, which definitely poke through your shoulders.
Oh, no.
They're going to leave some
holes. I was going to give this bed sheet as a wraparound, too, but okay.
What does that mean?
Because I gave, from the White Spire, I gave Steve my bed sheet to cover up his waist.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So just to be clear, Aludra and Jayla and co. are seeing these posters for the first time. We saw these already?
You saw similar ones. These ones are a little more intense.
They're more intense. So Aludra, like, turns to Toby and she's like, Toby, I feel so honored that you would keep these posters. And
I haven't been here for a while. I got these a couple years ago.
So are you saying they're not cool anymore, Toby?
Yeah, you think we're cool?
Well,
Jayla will, like, look at Aludra and give her, like, a little, like, wink, like, with
the same exact nudge that you did about gutting a man.
Right, yeah. But no, this one's a wink. It's playful and harmless.
Mm. No, it's cool, but it's embarrassing, kind of, right?
No, I mean, we all had people that we looked up to when we were younger, and
it's just like, again, I missed out on the Demon Apocalypse, and then I tried to get as much information as I could after it happens with the Sending Network. We chatted a lot about who you guys were and things like that, and we kind of had our own fan club.
Well, I just hope you're not too disappointed in the real life version.
No. No, not at all.
Literally, like, looks really awkward, like,
You guys like to murder a lot, but besides that, you guys are...
I mean, how do you think that we got where we are today?
I mean, these have been some of the worst...
That's what the Demon Apocalypse will do to you.
I don't like to murder.
Steve, you were taken from us so soon.
Yeah, you weren't around long enough to get the bug like we did.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, we should get out of here. It's weird.
You all huddle up in the various corners of Treacle Tart House. and you guys go to sleep and you get a full night's rest and you're level glorious. 14 in the morning. Oh my God, I almost called you Jet. Steve Steve doesn't have to sleep. He just has to kind of hang out. You did notice...
just watching people.
Just
you
staring.
Did notice Jayla slip out for like maybe an hour and a half when everyone else was asleep.
I probably if I noticed it, I sent Arlington.
No, you didn't notice it.
Okay, then.
Steve did, because he was awake.
That makes sense.
Steve, when he, during the hours that most would be sleeping, his eyes are just wide open, and he just stares. And you kind of feel like he might be one of those that sleeps, with his eyes open. But he's not. He's just awake, but he doesn't move. It's motionless. It's kind of disconcerting.
He's reserving his energy.
Just a touch. Disorientating and disturbing.
It only takes 4 hours, but he does it for the full 8, which is weird.
We have bullshitted enough, so I think that's our episode.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
We did it.
What we did was art, and it was very brave of us for, you know, during these trying times in, you know, March 2nd, 2017, to, you know, give some levity in the world. And, you know, truly, we're heroes. There's no way around it, you know?
Especially for letting the horrible spider into Toby's bed.
I like to imagine Toby kicked it out, but then it got back in bed, and he's accidentally cuddling up with it, and...
Timothy, could you, I don't know, read some feedback?
Oh, you want some feedback right now? I can do that. Okay. CGABF says, watch it. This is the best. My favorite thing ever, says Indie Dusk. Longtime listener, first time reviewer. I would have done it sooner, but I'm lazy and couldn't figure it out at first. Thanks for the great show and fun times. Red Element says, good D&D, bad ASMR. This is the worst ASMR podcast ever. Very shouty. No good crinkles. And I don't think they even use binaural microphones. It's a great D&D podcast, though. So if that's your thing, you should listen. It's real good!
No, I have to read this one. I said I would.
Oh, okay.
Nika, Tim, Bachman, and Michael, don't read this. Jennifer, hello.
I love that meme. That's a good meme.
It's my favorite meme in the world, and I love it. Thank you, Audrey, a.k.a. Butt Sword on Twitter.
That is the best.
Butt underscore sword.
Sadat, the chains they burn. While ostensibly a D&D real play podcast, the cast often gets sidetracked by goofs. Fortunately, they're hilarious.
Like tonight.
No, this was all real. But this is all in... I think if we're in character... That is not bad.
Okay.
Then we can do whatever we want.
We got sidetracked a lot today. But go on.
No, you put up. We did not.
We've been getting sidetracked in the feedback reading.
We're heroes.
Although that's my fault.
Fortunately, they're hilarious. The players and DM have great chemistry. Been marathoning the episodes for about a month and currently on episode 159. It'll be sad when I actually have to wait a week between episodes. This show keeps me up, says Uncus Touch. I started listening while going through a divorce, and honestly, you guys have blown me away. I love D&D and DM games a lot, but you guys are what I hope to have as a group. You keep me laughing and guessing. Thanks for being the thing that puts a smile on my face through good times and the bad. Sexy Man-Made Service says, great D&D podcast helps me get through some hard parts of my life, and that is really appreciated. Just want to say thanks a bunch, guys. Hopefully one day things will get better, but for right now it's nice to have something bringing joy and entertainment to my life. So
damn,
all
true.
Of these are starting to make my bit about us being... well, the thing I said before, really much douchier, and I'm sorry. OmniStrife7 says, amazing show. So I literally only made an Apple account to give you guys a review because you def deserve it. I finally caught up after listening to 3 to 5 episodes per day and hate having to go down once a week, but it happens. Now it's time to start Cast of Thrones. Keep up the great work, or Pope Zone.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Also, Norhal. Norhal's technically canonical. Same with Random Encounters, Dark Blades. I Know Why Jayla Is Scary by Gertz Greenscales. After getting through all 201 episodes in about 2 months, I finally can't binge listen and must write a review. As a fellow DM, Mr. Throfty never ceases to amaze me with his ability to glue together a wonderful story despite his PC's best efforts to tear it apart. Ha!
That's a good point.
I didn't know. T took until episode 200 when you can hear the true terror in Bachman's voice for me to realize that as much as everyone else plays and gets into their characters, Jayla possesses Nika. She's cold as steel. Cut you down. Robert De Niro and Goodfellas.
This is true.
Capital T terrifying. Yeah. Jayla's one-word responses will make you poop your pants if you have wrong. And before you've cleaned yourself up, you've got a halberd sticking through your chest and dark purple lady just grinning on the other end. Shudder. Well, that is true, Nika. You should get more credit for that.
I really want to frame that. Swans and put on my wall.
Malifiever says, I can't stop listening to this. Just got started at the request of a friend, and I'm an addict. Tom the Dragonborn is the healer everyone wants, but no one deserves. May you guys always have combat advantage. New Jack Yurt Slabber by Boob Burritos. Back when the new commander in Cheeto took office, I needed something to pretend like the world wasn't the place it was becoming. I shut off the TV and needed an escape. I sought out the Drunks and Dragons. Having listened to every episode of Cast of Thrones, I knew most of the players and heard reference to Nika and Bachman. Loved every minute of D&D, and it helped me get through the past few months. Episode 200 was a perfect episode to get caught up on in real time. Look forward to catching up to the Twitch. You SOBs are the best. Keep up Satan's work. There's Sand in My Pants by Ned Stark. Pizza Lover by Kanata in Canada. G'day, mate. Been catching up on the funniest D&D podcast out there. On episode 118, and just heard about the charity fundraiser for the Trevor Project you guys did back in 2015. As a member of both the nerd community and the LGBTQ community, I'm glad to know we have such good allies in the Geekly Inc. team. Much love and respect, 777 Jaluja forever. I'll do...
This is the last one.
One more. Oh my god.
That font's very large.
How am I supposed to know when to stop? Saved and Changed My Life by R.M. Miller. I got out of the military in 2016, December, and then I was lost. I didn't know what to do with myself or know what was going to be happy. Then I found Drunks and Dragons, and my life changed forever. I genuinely love this podcast and D&D now. It inspired me to start my own podcast, get tickets to GeeklyCon, and to be happy again. Thank you guys so very much for being amazing. Thank you for the good times and the bad. Just thank you. Jesus, these were so nice. I felt like I couldn't cut any of them short.
And that was... the best part of this episode.
The best part of our podcast is you, reviews. The listeners.
Yes.
We're so sweet and nice. Thank you. We should just make...
Do you think there would ever be a podcast that people would listen to that was just people's reviews?
No.
Probably not.
Actually, you know what? I think that could work.
Let's do it.
If you set it up the right way... Yeah, absolutely. Where people just review this podcast that technically doesn't exist because the podcast finds the reviews.
That's actually good.
Excellent. Well, thank you, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on twitter.com at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
And thank you again to Tabletop Champions, and that's Tabletop Champs on Twitter.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including Brute Force, Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, The Host Westworld, Pope Zone, Transformation Sequence, and Your Wizardary. You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com, where you can read the always updating content and check out some fan art by the talented community artist. Afterwards, make sure to head over to the shop and buy some merchandise for your next adventuring quest. When you finish getting Jerry out of Toby's bed, head on over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Want to do another listen through? Check out the D&D Podcast abridged episodes available for download now. All the fun in a tenth of the time. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/D&D Podcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. GeeklyCon 2017 tickets are on sale now. It's going to be held in St. Louis, Missouri, and you can get your ticket as well as your hotel room online. Information is also available on the forums for ride or room shares, so grab your ticket and get ready for the fun. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Yay. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
Jennifer, you know that you have to find this girl and fight her now.
She's better.
I think I've met her, yeah.
Yeah, did you fight her?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's dead now.
No, she is.
I think I've met her. I killed her.
Have we talked about how all the girls that Tim went to high school with are, like, supermodel attractive? It's very, like, it's such a bizarre thing. Like, how is this possible?
Can you mail me your yearbook for no reason?
Sure, maybe.
Totally cool.
All the pages do stick together, but that was due to a slight flooding incident. Who's Sabine from Star Wars?
Sabine is who Qui-Gon fucks.
Oh, shit.
Really? Not Qui-Gon. Not Qui-Gon.
Wait, no,
Obi-Wan.
Sabine's the Mandalorian.
Yeah, And her and Obi-Wan, right?
No. Obi-Wan fucks somebody complete. I mean, yes, right.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. It's Satine. I'm sorry, but I do know Sabine. Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons.
Are you doing it this week?
Okay, check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including Brute Force, Cast of Thrones.
Some of the background music and atmosphere in this episode was from Sirenscape. Check them out and enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.